Everyone, and welcome to Magical Tea Time with Dr. Rebecca Wiley. Today we're going to go into de-aging and activating the youth and vitality chromosome. So if you hang in here, at the end of this podcast, I'm going to be doing a meditation on de-aging and activating the youth and vitality chromosome. As you listen right now, there are binaural beats embedded in the frequency of music that is supposed to activate the youth vitality chromosome and help the process of de-aging. So I'm going to be playing that throughout the podcast, and I want you to enjoy that. Just take some strong deep breaths and set your intention on de-aging. And think of an age where you would push pause if you could, thinking, I would want to be this age inside and out. And really set your intention on that. See it, feel it, go into the energy of that age. So we'll be using that for the meditation. Okay, so as you know, I do energy work, and we work with programs and fears, vows, those commitments and contracts, and belief systems. So let's get right into it. Do you have the program or belief that as you grow older, you age? Does your mother have that belief? Does your father? Do their parents? Do their parents? So if you answered yes, then I think it's fair to say that you and your ancestors have the program and belief that as you grow older, you age. So right there, holding that belief or program, and even sometimes a fear of aging, people have fears of aging, is actually trapping you in the aging process. So during the meditation, I'm going to be working with your belief on aging, and then this will help with activating the youth and vitality chromosome as well. Okay, so now we're going to be talking about frequency. You know, I think that anything of the God frequency is perfect. Anything of source frequency is perfect. So what you want to do first and foremost is always get that frequency of God, source, and creator. So if you're thinking about the physical body, and this is important because I believe that when we control our ego, when we get rid of our fears, negative belief systems, and programs that make us human, when we work through that, I believe that we can become evolved enough when we cross dimensions without actually having to die a physical death. You know, people can be scared of death. Car wrecks, heart attacks, cancer, you know, it's like, why? Why do we have to go through that experience to die? What if we were so in touch with our higher selves and our contracts here as humans that we could know when we were going to die and just cross dimensions? I believe that's possible, but I believe first we have to get our understanding of frequency and how that works within the human body. So think about disease or illness within the body. Like think about cancer or you know, anything else that may cause death. Any disease or illness within the body. There is an energy field that surrounds all the cells within the body, that surrounds the DNA within the body. And when that energy field becomes disrupted or there's low frequency energy in that energy field, the body is no longer in coherence. You know, it's in a state of chaos, and it's not positive chaos. It's in a state where it's no longer in its center. That body, your cells, your organs, your systems actually start to develop their own programs of fear and of disease and illness, and then they start to die. So imagine being able to call in that higher frequency of God, creator, source. And as you call in that higher frequency of God, creator, source, that the energy field in the morphogenic field of the DNA around the cells starts to vibrate at a very high godlike frequency in perfection. Where there is light, where there is that high frequency, there can no longer be illness or disease. So in one of my previous podcasts called What's Love Got to Do with It, you know, it's a channeling I had that unconditional love, which is God energy, which is source energy, universal energy, harnessing that into the body creates perfect health. So that's something that I believe is essential in de-aging. Another aspect of de-aging, and think about this, is being in the heart space. So when you're in the heart space, you really learn to function from the heart space, which is what we are trying to do as humans to evolve. You get in that Christ consciousness energy. I'm not talking about Jesus Christ in a biblical sense, but the Christ consciousness energy is unconditional love, compassion, gratitude, non-judgment, that energy that makes us humble and full of integrity, you know, allows us to get into the heart space. And when you're in that heart space, you're not worried and you're not thinking about the past or the future, but you're thinking about the here and now. This allows you to get into the heart space. Then you're accessing a torsion field of energy in the heart space, which is right between the divine masculine and right between the divine feminine, that I call the zero point. When you're in that zero point, take a deep breath and feel that. You're in what I call a tachyon energy. You know, scientists say that the tachyon energy is faster than the speed of light. The reason why I believe the tachyon energy is faster than the speed of light is because it's a vacuum. And they talk about accessing the tachyon energy to do time travel. Well, yeah, because if you're in that vacuum and there's no such thing as time, then you can go into the perceived past, present, and future. So accessing this energy, zero point, tachyon energy, God energy, whatever you choose to call it, it's a still point. And where there's a still point, if you're timeless, you just are. And if you are just are, you're not aging. So the more you access that point, the more you're not aging. If you can learn to be that point, to be in that space, think about it. You would never age. There are people who meditate, and I know for myself, you know, I looked at a picture of me 10 years ago, and I look at a picture of me now, and I don't really see too much of a difference. You know, I look the same. And I believe it's through meditation. Meditation, bringing the frequency into my body, making sure to get enough sleep, trying to eat right. But I would have to say the meditation is absolutely huge in this. Stress. Think about stress. Stress is a huge factor in aging. What is stress? What is the definition of stress? What is it? Worry? Fear? What if I did this? Should have I done that? What's going to happen now? You know, all of that ego stuff is what we call stress. You know, running around outside of ourselves trying to get things done where we should really be focusing on the inside of ourselves. So, you know, stress, which is the ego and those programs that we're trying to release, is really aging because you're no longer in the center of who you are. So you just take a deep breath, allow yourself to go into the field of the heart, go into that point where you're still, where everything is timeless, where you are timeless. And at that point, you're telling your cells, you're telling your DNA, there is no such thing as aging. There's no such thing as me getting older. I am forever de-aging. As I grow wiser, I even grow more beautiful in the inside and out. You know, if people talk about someone that's wise, they think someone that's old. That's a belief system. We want to grow wise. We want to get wiser. You know, that's part of us being human. However, wisdom is beautiful. So if our outside reflects our inside, the wiser we get, the more beautiful we get. Doesn't mean the wiser we get, the older we get, or the older we get, the wiser we get. No. The wiser we get, the more beautiful we get. You know, so another aspect of aging, at least on a physical level, is the telomeres. and the telomeres are the caps that go over the cells within the white blood cells of the mitochondria. So as we get older, in the theoretical sense, the telomeres shorten. So when we do this meditation, we're going to focus on lengthening our telomeres. Another really good way to practice de-aging, and I had put this in one of my podcasts as well, is the life force breath. So this breath was channeled to me during an ayahuasca ceremony. And basically what I was told is the life force breath is everything. Breathing is everything. When you shift energy, you need to be breathing. You know, when you're calling in spirit, God, creator, source, make sure you're breathing, because the illusion of our physical body is what's separating us from everybody else. The breath is the life force, which then connects us. Well, let's talk physical now. So carbon dioxide, okay, whenever there's higher levels of carbon dioxide in the body and there's higher levels of oxygen in the body, then the carbon dioxide pushes the oxygen into the tissues of our body. When the tissues of our body are oxygenated, that also helps us maintain our youthful appearance, both inside and out. Okay, so essentially what that's saying is, remember, the life force breath would be in the oxygen. So you're pushing the life force into the tissues. And that all has to do with this life force breath that I'm going to be talking about. So I don't know if you know where your chakras are. If you do, that's wonderful. If you don't, just imagine little portals, seven portals in the front of your body that open up, that give you access from your physical body to the spiritual realm, or to your auric field, or to the etheric world. So it's just like seven portals that separate the body, the physical body, from the etheric or spiritual body. When they're open, you're combining your spiritual body, you're combining your consciousness with the etheric world. So you want to open these, and remember, things are just done in energy work with intent and breath. So you're just taking a deep breath, picturing, seeing, visualizing your chakras opening. The first breath you take as a child, when you're first born, is a life force breath. It's through the pineal gland and the perineum. And then the second breath was through the nose and mouth. So we're going to go right back to understanding that first breath. And that is, imagine that all of your chakras have a nose and mouth. That when you breathe, you're not just breathing through your nose and mouth, you're breathing through all of the chakras. So you're taking a body breath. You're taking a strong, deep breath in. And then exhaling any stagnant energy, any discarnate energy, and any low frequency energy. Breathing that beautiful life force breath in of God, creator, source. And breathing out any stagnant, discarnate, low-frequency energy. That helps to really clear and cleanse your body, allowing your body to remember that it's ageless and forever regenerating. Okay, good job. I want to mention also that one of the most interesting trips that I took was to Mount Shasta. And Mount Shasta is in California, and it represents the seventh chakra, which is the crown chakra, the connection to God, spirit, source. You know, it's doing the study of Mount Shasta, there's a theory that Talos live under the ground, a mile under the ground, in protection. And the Talos are actually humans, but they're humans that are about 25,000 years old that look to be about 30 years old. And you know, why they're there is because they were initially from Lemuria, and Atlantis, the people from Atlantis attacked Lemuria, and the Lemurians took shelter underneath this mountain in Mount Shasta. Okay. And basically what the theory is that they have learned to vibrate at a frequency that is so high that they become ageless. You know, they say 80% of being spiritually evolved is making sure not to eat meat. We talk about that, and there was a woman who channeled the Talos and wrote a book about it. They talk about not being able to come out of the mountain. Some of the Talos come out of the mountain, but a majority of them don't, because they're unable to handle the frequencies that we bring in, because we bring in ego. So if you meditate in front of the mountain and you do an excellent job with not working from your ego, then you're able to enter into the community of the Talos. And sometimes they say that the Talos actually come out and visit. I think that when I was there, I'm pretty sure that I had an encounter with the Talos. And I think that because he fit this description, definitely blonde hair, blue eye, and he looks right into my eyes and he says, I was in the local organic market, and he says, "You look intuitive. You look different." And he's asked me if I wanted to go to dinner, and this, you know, he was not hitting on me. And I said, yeah. And it was like he was feeling, my friend was with me, he was feeling my friend and I out. And then I think once he assessed that we try our best not to come from our egos, he asked us if we wanted to go to the top of the mountain with him, and we did. It was very interesting because during the trip, I had, when I was looking through my eyes, I was seeing like filaments. I was as though I was in like a kaleidoscope, and I didn't know what was wrong with me. And I told him, I was like, ever since I've been here, it's like I'm seeing out of a kaleidoscope. And he touched me, and he knew exactly what I was seeing. And then he even pointed out, well, listen to what you're hearing, Rebecca. He's like, you're in a different dimension. He's like, you're crossing dimensions. And then we were looking at the stars, and he was saying in about 20 seconds, there's going to be a falling star. And then he would say in about 10 seconds, Jupiter is going to do this. And he was able to predict what the stars were doing before they did it. And he said that he was actually one with the stars. He was able to get into their energy. So he was obviously very special. I believe that he was a Talos. And I could tell by talking with him that he did not think like humans, because, you know, as soon as I started to go into like any type of fear type of response, he would immediately shut me down and just, you know, say, don't talk about that, don't go there. So, you know, it was a very interesting experience. But my point in telling you that is one of the ways that they de-age, you know, 25,000 years old, is making sure that they don't focus on working through their ego. And that would be fear and worry and judgment. So always making sure to go into the heart space allows you to come from the space of humility and making sure to stay out of the negative aspects of our ego. Okay, so let's go ahead and do the meditation. What I want you to do is I want you just to take a few deep breaths as you listen to this music, as you listen to the binaural beats, allowing your consciousness and your awareness to go into the heart space. Each and every breath you take, allow yourself to go into the heart space, opening up all of your chakras, starting with your root chakra, taking a strong deep breath, opening up your root chakra, going into the sacral or the sexual chakra, taking another deep breath, going into your solar plexus. Another deep breath into the heart space. Another deep breath into the throat area. Another deep breath into the forehead. Imagining this big, beautiful eye in the middle of your forehead. As that opens, that's your third eye. Another deep breath into the crown. It's like the whole top of your head opens and you're able to feel your connection to Source or Creator. Each and every breath you take, all of your chakras have their own nose and mouth, taking full body breaths. Breathing in deeply. Good job. Once again, imagining this big, beautiful chair in the middle of your heart space, sitting in that chair. And as you do, you're in that place of stillness. And when you're in the torsion field of the heart, you're in that space. of zero point or God or in that beautiful vacuum where you can access perceived past, present, and future. And as you do this, commanding the energy of all of your ancestors, we want to go deep into our ancestors because they have a wisdom about aging that we forgot about. We want to gain all of their secrets about aging, de-aging, activating the youth and vitality chromosome when they remembered. As we access the secrets of when they remembered about de-aging and activating the youth and vitality chromosome, dormant DNA starts to awaken. They say there's really 12 strands of DNA. We are born with only two activated. And as you remember, the other strands activate, which allows you to see beyond veils that you normally would never see beyond. Now we're going into our ancestors' genetics and DNA, where they forgot, where they actually believe that aging is a process. So releasing the belief systems, the programs, the fears, and the vows, those commitments or contracts that we have to age, that we do age, that it's a natural process, releasing them, sending them into the higher frequency of Creator God Source in that light, alchemizing those beliefs and bringing them back to us is remembering, this is how it feels to forever de-age. As we are wiser, we become even more youthful. As we learn to stay in the center, we begin to de-age. As we harness this frequency into the zero point, our organs, our systems, our cells, remember that we are one with everything. We're forever regenerating as we get wiser. Taking a strong deep breath, feeling the torsion fields around the cells become strong with the highest frequency possible, generating the organs, the systems, our bones, our blood, oxygenating our tissues and our cells, strengthening the blood barrier in the brain, strengthening the neurotransmitters, allowing the right and left hemisphere to activate simultaneously, remembering our intelligence, our creativity, how abundant we are. Lengthening the telomeres, feeling them lengthen to that perfect age that you established for you, doing that now. And in this space, manifesting a life stress-free, understanding what it feels like to live in the here and now and to have the faith that you will be just fine. And when you have faith that you're going to be protected and safe, it's so easy to let go of stress. Even if it's just for this moment, let that stress go. And the moment you let that stress go is when the universe conspires to give you a stress-free life. Practice doing this moment by moment by moment. And as you do this, the universe conspires to give you stress-free, worry-free lives. We are forever regenerating, forever de-aging. Remembering what it feels like to see beyond these veils as you're activating the dormant DNA. Communicating with your higher self in a reality where you can decide when it's time to physically die. You can decide when to cross out of this physical dimension into another. And when you do that, when you live in that energy, you're releasing all fears of death now. The fear of death is one of the biggest things that causes us to age. It's a huge fear trapped within the genetics, within the DNA, within our morphic field of consciousness in the body, within the collective consciousness. Releasing that, taking another deep breath, knowing what it feels like to live without that fear of death. What it feels like to live in the knowing that you're forever regenerating. Good job. Each and every breath you take, you're integrating this into every single cell, atom, molecule of your body now. And going into your heart and feeling that gratitude, taking a deep breath and saying to yourself, thank you, it is done, it is done, it is done. Thank you. If you haven't had a chance, go to my website, www.consciousinfinity.net/awake. That's consciousinfinity.net/awake. And watch the video that I put up about my Awake program. And that is how to get into that zero point and create wealth in your life. And that's not just financial wealth, although it includes financial wealth. It's about true love. It's about health. It's being in this point, forever regenerating, forever creating miracles in your life. I encourage you to watch it, and I look forward to the next podcast. Thank you very much.